Recently, I caught up with third-year Gillette Wild head coach Brendan Hodge. Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Good, good. How's it going, Chris?
It's going very, very well. Thanks for asking. Now, what a dramatic weekend last week was. You split a road series at Missoula, and both games were decided in overtime. What were your takeaways from each matchup?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I've noticed from our team, actually, not just last weekend, the weekend before, we have a lot of character on our team. Usually it takes a little while in the season to try to find that character of your team, and we've really, really found that character of, you know, when you get down a couple goals, we don't give up, we actually tie the game or that kind of stuff. So I was really happy about that. Obviously, winning on the road on Friday night in Missoula in overtime, very, very exciting game for us, scoring to tie the game with 3 seconds left in the third period, then winning it 14 seconds into overtime. Very, very exciting. You know, the one thing that kind of disappointed me on Saturday is I didn't think that we came out ready to play. So we still have some things to work on, a lot of things actually, but that's what the beginning of the year is trying to fix these mistakes as soon as possible and move forward. But as of right now, I'm happy with our group. Obviously, we're trying to find some more players still, but as a whole and as a core group of guys, I really like what we have going right now.
Now, on Friday's win, Brooks Mitzel, your team captain, scored the game winner and had a hat trick. Talk about the start he's had so far to the season. Also, who are some other guys that's really jumped out at you thus far?
Well, Brooks Mitzel, first of all, I've had the privilege of coaching Brooks for 4 years, 2 years in Rapid City where he's from, and then another 2 years here playing for the Wild. So I definitely know how his character is, and for him to kind of put the team on his back last Friday was really special for me to see, just being around him for a long time and seeing him improve as a hockey player but also mature as a young man. It's been really cool. And to be honest with you, it was a very, very, very easy decision by me to name him team captain. It was probably one of the easiest decisions I've actually had to make the last 3 years. And he hasn't proven me wrong. I mean, he's doing a great, great job as a leader. And it's nice to see him kind of put the puck in the net a little bit and kind of get the monkey off his back of getting the first goal and scoring a hat trick on Friday. I mean, you couldn't have asked for more from a captain, to be honest with you. But, you know, a couple other players that really stepped out, stepped up to me, I mean, that I've seen and I've noticed, Garrett Conroy, a player that I got from Alaska. He came into town, or came into Gillette in shape, ready to go. I think he's our second or third leading scorer right now as a rookie. He's really, really impressed us. Jack Oberg from last year's team, he's also stepped up and continued his good play from last year, which is great to see. You know, he didn't rest on his laurels. He's moving on, and he wants to be even better this year. So it's always great to see that. Some of our older guys, like Derek Scoggins, defenseman. Now, he had a heck of a goal on Saturday night for us, a big-time goal. To get us tied in the game with about 2 minutes left, I think. So he's showing off his leadership skills as well. And, Nick Stalker, another player from last year's team. These older guys, they have something to prove this year. It's their turn to run the team. It's their turn to be the ones that are getting looked at to go to college. So it's been great to see that these guys are taking charge of this team right off the bat, and they want to be very successful. So it's been a pleasure for me to be around these guys so far.
Now, you're 1-3 so far, not exactly the start you hoped for. What do you want to see your team improve on as the season progresses?
Well, actually, we're 1-2-1, overtime loss, so I don't mean to correct you there, Chris, but I have to at least get our record out there.
I will fix that and edit. 1-2. Here we go. Now, you are 1-2-1 so far this season. What do you want to see your team improve on as the season progresses?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, as a coach, you look back at all 4 games that we've played so far. You see little things. I watch video all the time. You see little things that we're not doing quite yet, those little details. And people don't really focus on those right away. They don't go, coach is just nitpicking. He's just doing this. He's just doing that. No, I mean, the little things in hockey, in the game of hockey, and maybe even in any sport, if you let them kind of accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, they actually become huge problems. So right now we're trying to get through that stage of, back checking the whole time and getting our systems down pat. So, we're in a position right now, we've dug ourselves a little hole. Right now we got to figure out if we're going to dig ourselves out of that or are we going to continue digging the hole even bigger. But with the attitude of the guys this week, it's been a little bit different. They're a little bit more businesslike. It's probably because our home opener is coming up, and we don't want to be on the bus and drive 7-8 hours somewhere. But there's a lot more excitement on our team right now, so we're going to give it our best go this weekend and see what happens.
Speaking of that, you have a very good Great Falls team coming into Gillette for your home openers. What do you expect to see from Great Falls?
Well, I mean, for the last 2 years, I think I talked about this on the radio last time I was in there with Vic, was, Great Falls and Yellowstone, they've been the perennial powerhouses of our league for the last 2 years that I've been coaching here. I don't expect anything less when I'm coming in here. They're a good team. They're 3-0 right now. I watched some game film on them, and they're a very good hockey team. But like I said before when I was on the radio, I don't really worry about them too much. I worry about our own team and trying to instill that confidence into our team that we can beat a Great Falls, we can beat a Yellowstone and these types of teams. That's what we're working on right now. It's just building that confidence, a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, I guess people call it, but not too big of a chip, but just a little one, just being like, you're coming into our house, you're coming into our rink. You're gonna have to play a perfect game to beat us, because we're going to be playing a perfect game right back at you. So I expect it to be a fast-paced game. I really do. They've been known to be a quick team, but we're a quick team too as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. We're hoping to have a big crowd here. Deluxe Harley-Davidson is going to sponsor our game on Friday night. They're going to be bringing some bikes down there and some of their clothing apparel to kind of show off. So all in all, we're looking for a big crowd and get 2 big wins this weekend.
And I'm sure after a couple of road trips to start the season, it's going to feel good to get back home, play in front of the home crowd of Gillette.
Yeah, it's going to be great, to be honest with you. The last couple of years here, the fans are such a big part of our game. It's not even funny. The louder it gets in there, the more energy it gives our players. Just everything. I mean, this community has definitely gotten behind the Gillette Wild. It's been great to be here for 2 years. It's going to be great again to be here for my third year. But it really has amazed me just seeing our crowds and our numbers at our crowd. We're hoping that they'll come back out, especially coming off all the wins that we had last year and the franchise records and making it a little bit farther in the playoffs than it has been in the past. So we're hoping the fans come out to support us. Like I said, it really helps the players, and they've just been great the whole time since I've been here.
Well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend.